Welcome to the Architect My Life podcast. I'm Maya Schlachter, serial entrepreneur and CEO of the MGS Global Group, where we serve architecture and design firms with project delivery, such as drafting, 3D visualization, and graphics production support. I am also the founder of Architect My Life. My goal is to help creative entrepreneurs such as architects and other design-related professionals scale their business to six or seven figures. I also show them how it's possible to do this while living a rich life outside their work, reclaiming time and energy for themselves and their families. Creatives were taught how to master their craft, but not taught how to run and grow a business. Each podcast episode features a different entrepreneur from the creative industry who shares their journey towards success. If you have a growth story that others in our community could benefit from hearing, stick around to the end of the show to see how you could be a guest in one of our future episodes. Now, let's dive into this episode.
Thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in to Architect My Life podcast. This is your favorite podcaster, Romina, here, and welcome to the show. If you are one of our loyal listeners, thank you so much, you guys, for tuning back into another amazing episode. We do have an amazing guest today, which I will get right to, but I just want to give everybody a quick reminder to hit that subscribe button wherever you are getting your podcast just from. As well as if you are listening from Apple Podcasts, make sure to give us a five-star review and a short comment. Tell us how amazing we are doing. Now, let's actually talk a little bit about our guest. Justine Mader is in the house. Hey, Justine, how are you doing today?
Hey, Romina. I'm so good. And I'm even better because I get to talk to you today. So I'm super excited to be here.
The energy is really high right now, you guys, as you can tell. But to give you a little bit of background on Justine, she is a life and business coach. And you guys can definitely find a lot more information with her on her anywhere on social. Facebook is one place that she's super duper active. So look up Justine Mader HQ on Facebook, especially, and also the co-founder of Defy Average. A lot going on with you recently. So tell us a little bit, how did you even get started on becoming a business owner?
You guys, it's so amazing to be here because, you know, when you think about being the architect of your life and building a life that you're proud of, building an empire, building a future, not only for yourself, but for, you know, future generations and legacy, right? For those of you that don't know, I'm also a wife and mom. So business is part of me, but it's also, you know, driven a lot by the fact that I have a family. And so that's why I became a business owner, you guys. I left the corporate world, which was dentistry for me. I love dentistry, still licensed and certified as a dental assistant. Huge part of me still lives in that world, but it wasn't going to serve my ultimate goals of being a wife and mom. I wanted to be home and raising my kids full time. And it wasn't going to, you know, there were, priority conflicts. And so being in that position, my husband and I made that decision for me to quit my job and raise our kids from home. I found myself in a state of kind of depression where I was like, how do I use my gifts and talents to bless people and raise my kids and make sure these little humans survive? Cause I've never been a mother before and like, all these crazy things. So that initial journey started with my firstborn son, and it has been absolutely a roller coaster ever since, but I wouldn't trade it, you guys. I just got off the phone with another friend today and they're like, wow, it's been crazy for you. And I'm like, however, I can relate now to everybody else's crazy. And I can be like, hey, I've been there too. And this is what I did. This is the experience that I had. And these were the tactics and strategies and things that I did to overcome it. So it's one of those opportunities that each and every one of us has to look at, like, what can I harvest out of this, right? What can I take away? So that's kind of where it started. It started with my firstborn son.
I love it. And I love the energy. I mean, Justine, you guys, always has the energy in her, especially if you jump into any room that she's hosting on Clubhouse. It's like you'll tune in and then out of nowhere, you'll find yourself like feeling like you have to jump up off your seat and just start getting to work. So I hope that it's having the same effect to you guys as well.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, you know that one of my favorite places to hang out, like Romina was saying, is either on a podcast or in Clubhouse. And the reason I love these audio platforms, you guys, is because it's another part of my brand that suits my lifestyle, especially Clubhouse. I don't have to be on a Zoom call for hours on end. I can be supporting as a moderator, leading a room, leading the charge, and changing people's lives through a stage experience without compromising on what I really need to be doing. And so it allows me to coexist, and how I like to strategically implement that is kind of through my branding as well, life and business coach. I'm all about the life building the business, right? It has to be integrated. It cannot exist one from the other. And if it does, then you're probably burned out. You're probably stressed out. You're probably not making your financial goals. You're probably not having the relationships or the family life that you want. So like, I'm not here for that at all. So being an advocate of that, it's one of those moments where you have to take a look as a coach. What am I being an example of? How am I showing the difference in the industry too? Like, it's one thing to preach it. It's another thing to practice it. And so when people are like, oh, she's not at every summit, or, oh, she's not at every in-person event. No, I'm not, because I have to be very strategic with the ones that I go to, because my family is my first priority. I have little kids, like 2 years and 7 months. Like, I have little children in my life. And so if I show up at an in-person event, that's a big deal. And if I don't, I'm okay with it, because I'm okay with saying no so I can say yes. And I think that that's one of the biggest things about being the architect in your life, is really being okay with the fact that your house, your castle, whatever you want to call it, looks different than anyone else's, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it has to have the special touch and special design of your own kind. Now, I wanted to ask you, what has been some of like some of the biggest blessings and lessons that you have gotten, especially pivoting through COVID? And I'd love to hear your COVID, like, how did COVID even affect the business? Because as we know, if you're following the news or any social, you guys know that we are going through a global pandemic, which affected everybody in different directions. But I'd love to hear how your business pivoted, as well as what have been some big life lessons that you've gotten from it.
That's such a great question. So to start off, firstly, I guess my heart goes out to everyone that was impacted by COVID. We were all hit one way, shape, or form. And I want to say the biggest way that I was hit, I felt called with responsibility to show up in the virtual space, because I had my foundation. I knew what I was doing. And so my biggest, how would you say, my biggest clientele, or my biggest impulse of people, was people trying to get on social media and figure out what the heck they were doing online, because now they had to close their doors. They couldn't be just brick and mortar. They had to find kind of a harmony between, you know, having 5 people in their store and then closing and then trying to reopen up and get people back into their world. Like, what was this online space all about? So that was something that I was really blessed to be able to impact people with, because that was something that I had already learned, because that was already something I was doing. So I was able to in turn take that lesson and some of those pain points that I had grown through, through not only coaches and mentors that I paid for, but also through personal experience, right? You figure out what works, you figure out what kind of suits you and what platforms you like, and then you have to execute. And I think the number one thing that I found through COVID was we found out who was willing to execute and who is willing to stay comfortable. And I think that that's where we see now the result of these businesses that either made it or didn't. And so I'm so grateful to say that I made it, and I made it and helped other companies and businesses make it because of that. And a lot of those were through opportunities like that, expanding on those really digital, not strategies, but how would you say it? Just really showing up in the digital space and being like, hey, how can I serve? I know things look different. What can I help with? And I think that people underestimate the power of asking, because so many people have needs, but if no one's willing to listen, sometimes it just falls on deaf ears. But if you're like, hey, I'm actually willing to listen, I have this product or this service or this, you know, X, Y, and Z, how can I help you? You never know how many people. And that was the most overwhelming thing about that. But one of the biggest lessons, that was a blessing, right? You guys, so let's go to the blessing. I'm very, I try to think in like numbers 1, 2, and 3. So my biggest lesson was actually not COVID related, but it happened around the time that COVID and everything happened. I actually went through some dramatic health issues myself, totally not COVID. I had a kidney infection that was totally asymptomatic, all sorts of crazy things that laid me up for a couple of weeks. And I ended up having a fever of 109.3, being totally removed from my business for a little while and being like, wow, like slapped in the face, like, is this what I really want? Is this what I really wanted to create? Is this monster going to consume me, or do I control the beast? Like, it just, it put me backwards. And for those of you that don't know, I'm a huge person of faith. And so I'm so grateful to be here. I believe that God has a reason and purpose for all of us. But in our efforts to be so focused on the mission, sometimes we overlook things. And sometimes we dive in too fast, too deep. And we're not actually taking the steps that are necessary for us to not only survive, but thrive. And I had a big slap in the face because I was like, okay, hold up, hold the phone. Like, what's going on here? And, I, you know, in my experience of, you know, telling people that I was going to be offline for a couple weeks and passing, you know, immediate needs to fellow coaches or supports that could help during my time off, it really helped me reevaluate how and why I was doing things. And the crazy thing is I got hit again in November with an appendicitis at 28 weeks pregnant with my second child. And it was a whole hullabaloo, not going to go back down that road. It happened, but I ended up having more time off that I had to take off in order to physically be here, right? Without health, there's no wealth in life or business. And so I did that, but it was like, I thought I had improved. And then I hit November and I was like, no, I got to do this again. Like I still am not in full alignment with where I need to be in with those boundaries. And so I want to say the biggest lesson I learned was that now that I was helping teach people how to create this life and business integration, there still needed to be boundaries that separated life and business. And to be okay with the fact that I wasn't taking on 15 clients during that time of healing. I had like a few. And that was a season for me. I was in a season of healing. I wasn't in a season of expansion. I was in a season of kind of like recalibration. And so it's like one of those things where that lesson taught me that my stage in the story is what's most important and to focus on me, not focus on what other people are doing. Like, yes, be aware, but really hone in on what I'm called to be doing in this space and do it. Just do it. So I showed up, took care of my people, and I didn't do any more launches. I didn't do any, I just really kind of did the bare minimum. And little did I know I was going to end up with a child in the NICU. Then later on, I had my second child born on Thanksgiving, which is the best gift ever to be thankful for. Right. But I had 40 days of crazy hospital, you know, stuff going on. I've recorded podcasts in the NICU waiting room. I had like one with Steve Sims and I did that on the floor of my sister-in-law's apartment in St. Cloud. Like it was nuts. You do what you got to do. But at the same time, you have the power to make those choices. And if you're choosing something and setting yourself up for failure, that's a choice. And I had to ask myself and challenge myself to be like, is this actually in alignment with where I want to see myself in 5 years, in 2 years? Yes and no. You know what I mean?
I love it. And another thing that I definitely want to highlight from what you said, because even though you have life events that definitely will change the trajectory of your of how the life and business and everything will take you, mm-hmm. I love how you use those pit stops as pause moments and reflection moments instead of stop signs to put you completely through, a stop. It's very important whenever you are architecting your life, or it's very important when you're running a business to definitely mm-hmm. know when to pause and reflect and when to not to like stop. So those deviations are absolutely very important. I know we're coming close to the end of the episode, but another question that I did want to ask you, call it out to the universe. What is your dream project?
Oh, my dream project. So I don't know. You guys probably don't know this about me. One of my dream projects would be to do several mission trips or opportunities for dental care. And the reason is I was a super young kid that didn't smile because I had super crooked teeth. So here I am, I'm on video recording this with Romina. You guys won't see this, but like I smile and I'm so grateful for the gift of a smile. And I think it's Dolly Parton that says, if you see one without a smile, be sure to give them yours. I never felt that I could give someone that confidence. And when I joined the dental field as a dental assistant, I was able to do a couple of mission trips that really brought my heart joy because I did it for free. I was using my gifts and talents, and that was something I could do before I had kids, right? So I would love for future adventures to be funded through my business, through my, you know, opportunities to give people back their confidence in their smile. And really brighten up their world through that opportunity.
I love it. There we go. Justine being selfless again and being thinking about what makes me feel good.
But that story got me through depression, you guys. Like that when I was depressed before this whole adventure started, I was like, how do I impact people? I think I kind of hinted towards that. I was like, what makes me happy? I believe we're called to serve and bless other people. Like that's where we're actually happy, you guys. Yeah. Like, that's where it is. That's where it's at. It's not just you. Like, yes, there's happiness and success and fulfillment in just yourself. Absolutely. But like, next level, you guys, is when it's not about you. It's about using you to bless others. And if that was the moment when I was in those volunteering opportunities, you guys, and I was, there were like a couple thousand people there that were doing the same thing. When you're part of that kind of movement, you're talking energy, Romina. That was next level. And so I was like, how do I create that in my world? I want to harness that in my world. And so I turned to the online space, started my own business. I'm never going back. And Defy Average is here to do exactly that at the highest level of excellence. But I would love to see that in turn be given back someday and to fund something like that, because I think you can change someone's world by changing their smile. And that, you know, for each and every one of us, you know, you never think about the, you know, the masks we wore in COVID. No one could see your smile. You know, there's some of those corny, like clear ones that were like squarish that, you know, some of us wore, some of us didn't, you know, right? I think that people miss smile means happy.
Yeah.
Smile means joy. Smile means success. You know, like that is the real deal. So like if all of us can get back to even just smiling once or twice at ourselves every day and share that smile with one other person, like I think that we could help people heal through the rest of this COVID pandemic and really catapult into the future of our world healing and post-pandemic as well.
Well, I love what you just shared because it aligns with the hope theory that I follow also, help one person every day, because sharing, you know, celebrating your success by yourself, it gets lonely sometimes, but celebrating with others, it's a lot more joyful. It makes a whole tribe, and I love tribes. And I know Justine is amazing at putting everybody together, being able to help everybody and getting the energy in the room to a whole nother level. But I definitely wanted to ask you for the audience, where can people get a hold of you to reach out and, you know, join the Clubhouse or whatever you have going on right now?
Oh, I love that so much, Romina. Well, Romina's going to be where I'm at, guys. So then you get to hang out with both of us. But genuinely, I would love for you to follow me on Instagram because my Clubhouse link is right in my bio. That's where we're going to be at. That's where all the fun happens. And that's in the Defy Average Club. And I mean, otherwise, yes, super active on Facebook, Justine Mader HQ. You can find me on basically any platform at Justine Mader. So I'll see you there regardless. But I would love to have you as a part of my world and see how we can make a greater impact together. I'm, you know, ripples are great, but I'm all about the waves. So let's do this, you guys.
I love that quote. I don't think I've heard that before. You learn something every day. Hang out with Justine. I'm telling you guys.
It's always a good time. Romina always is the best too. Thank you so much for having me, Romina. And I love how you inspire people through this show, where it really empowers people to take advantage of the choices that we make today to build and architect our future. It's so incredible. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It was totally my pleasure. And for you guys, make sure to connect with Justine. Make sure to hit the subscribe button wherever you're getting your podcast juice from. Make sure to tune in every week to go ahead and listen to amazing and inspiring stories just like this one. And I feel like at this point, the whole energy that Justine gave you, you should just jump off the couch or the table or wherever you're sitting at, the chair. Go ahead, get to work. You got this, and share the success with everybody else. And do what makes you happy. That's absolutely very important. So architect your life on your own terms, you guys. Justine, thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
Thank you, Romina.
Absolutely. To you guys, your favorite podcast, Romina, is out for the day. Until our very next episode, I hope you guys have an amazing week. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Architect My Life podcast. We'd love to hear from you on social media using the hashtag #ArchitectMyLifePodcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at @Aya_ArchitectMyLife. That's Aya, A-Y-A, _ArchitectMyLife. And for women firm owners, I invite you to join the Architect My Life private Facebook group. If you haven't already, we'd appreciate it if you'd subscribe to the show, as well as rate or review us wherever you access podcasts. And if you think you have something to add to the conversation through your success running a business, we invite you to apply to be a guest in one of our upcoming episodes. Visit architectmylife.com/podcast to learn more. Maybe you're not in a position to share your success story yet. That's okay. Take your business to the next level with our coaching and online courses. Get everything you need at architectmylife.com. Remember, there is a way to manage it all so you can achieve more. I'm Aya Schlachter. Thanks again for listening.